Greetings in Jesus' name. What a joy and a blessing it is this wonderful day I can speak to you the word of the Lord. And I pray, my dear brothers and sisters, that you will be blessed, you'll be encouraged, and may God show his goodness upon your life. So let's look at 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 15. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 15. For this is the will of God, that by doing good, you may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men. I'll read that again. For this is the will of God, that by doing good, you will put to silence the ignorance of foolish men. What is God's perfect will for my life? Is a question asked by many believers. Many Christians are searching that answer to that question. What is God's perfect will for my life? And we have started to become anxious to get that answer, because that question is worrying us again and again. And then what do we think? Will I miss what God has for my life? But the simple truth is what? When we fulfill the general will of God, he will show us the specific ones that he has for each and every one of us. I'll say that again. When we fulfill the general will of God, he will show us the specific will that he has for each and every one of us. While some of our Bible heroes experienced dramatic moments of illumination in their life, God's will is more often a gradual revelation as we walk in obedience. I'll say that again. God's will is more often a gradual revelation as we walk in obedience. Look at Peter and John in the book of Acts 3, which we read a few days ago. They were fulfilling the general will of the Lord. What were they doing? They were joining other believers for worship and prayer. But as they were going on their journey, doing the general will of the Lord, God moves them aside and gets their attention to a lame man who was begging for alms. And that's the time they get the specific call of God, or a specific assignment for that time. So if you want to see a specific thing happen, or the call, or the will of God, keep on doing the general one, because when the right time will come, when you will reach that place, God will show you the specific one that will change somebody's life and your life. See, general will of God is to give thanks in every situation, to pray without ceasing, to hide his word in our hearts. I didn't say hide his word in our pockets. I said hide his word in our hearts. To fast and spend time in the presence of our Lord. To live worthy of the holy calling. You need to understand, it's a holy calling. This is the preparation or the training ground for the specific will of God to turn up in our life when we do the general things in our life. As we walk in his general will, we can expect divine detours from God to reveal specific will one step at a time. Every day, let me say, will be an adventure in your life, because you are doing the normal things, the will of God. And God will say, I want to use you for specific things. What extraordinary things God has written for you to do today, I want to ask you. Can you do what he wants you to do normally? But as you do that, the general things, you will see the hand of the Lord manifest for greater and specific things in your life. Let me pray for you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for my brothers and sisters. And I pray, Holy Spirit, you will strengthen them. You will be glorified. You will be magnified. Strengthen them, O Lord. And I pray they will follow your will. They'll seek your face. They will do what you want them to do. And as they do, show them specific will that you have. Don't let them get entangled with the worries and being anxious, will I miss it or not? But let them carry on doing normal, general things, the general will that you have for their life. Lord, be glorified. Bless them. Show supernatural work in their life. We'll give you glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 God bless you. Have a wonderful day. And remember, Jesus loves you and he cares for you. God bless. Bye-bye.